Yet karal ve yet karash mei rabba ve ama divrachi rote ve amlech malchote ve chayechon uv yomechon uv chayed akal beit Yisrael bagala bagala uvez man karev ויאמרון, אמן, יהשמי רבא מברך, לעולם ועמי עמיה, יתברך, יתברך וישתבח, ויתפר ויתרומה ויתנשא, ויתהדר ויתהלה, Vitalal Shemeda Kudisha Barichu Leila Min Ka Birchata Vishirata Tosh Bechata Venechemata Damira Be'alma Vimero Amen. Now comes the silent devotion, which I don't take part in. And then, that's finishing the Reader's Kaddish I just did. Now, to the main service in Musa. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu ve'Elohei Avoteinu, Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzchak, ve'Elohei Yaakov. Ha'el ha'gadol ha'gibor v'hanora, El Elyon, Gomel Hasadim Tovim, Vikone Hakol, Vizocher Hasde Avod, Umevin Goel Evne Benechem, Leman Shemo Beahava, Belechozero Moshiel Magain Baruch Atadonai, Magain Avraham. Ata gibor leolam Adonai, v'chaye meitim ata, ra lehoshia, mekalkel chayim b'chesed, v'chaye meitim b'rachamim rabim, somech noplem v'rofe cholim, umatir azurim, umchaye munato, lishenei afar. Mechamocha b'givurot u'midomelach Melech meimid u'mchaye u'matzmiach Yeshua V'neman atal achayot meitim Baruch atadonai Michaye ha'meitim Naritzchak v'nagdishcha כסוד סייג שרפי קודש, המקדישים שמך בקודש, ככתוב על יד נביאך, וחרזל זה ואמר, כבודו מלא עולם, משרתיו שולי זה לזה, היה מקום כבודו, לעומתו ברוך יאמרו. Mimkomo hoyifem brachamim v'yachon am yachadim shemo erev avoker v'chayom tamid pa'amayim b'ahava shema omrim shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad O Eloheinu O Avinu Malkeinu hu Moshiyeinu Vehu yashmiyeinu barachamim Shinit le'ene kohai Lihiyot lachem le'elohim Uvdivre kodshecha katuv le'mor Lador vador nagid gad lecha Om netzach netzachim Kedushatcha nagdish Shivcha chai Eloheinu mipinu lo yamush leolam vaed. Ki il mel gadol v'kadosh ata. Baruch ata Adonai ha'el ha'kadosh. Tikat ha'shabbat ratzita korbanoteha. Sivita perosheha. Im sidurei nisacheha. Me'ad geha leolam kevod yinchalu. Betitaino bikvuleinu Seshamasu avoltenu lifanecha et karbenot chovotehem Timimim kasidra amosafim kehilchatan Ve'et musav yom ha-shabbat hazeh asu Hikvivu lifanecha be'ahava K'mi edvar etzonecha כמו שכתבת בתורתך, על ידי משה עבדך, מפי כבודך, כאמור. טוב יום השבת, שני כבשים בני שנה תמימים, ושני עשרנים סולת, מנחה בלולה בשמן ונזקו, עולת שבת בשבתו, על עולם התמיד ונזקו. Olam yisbeu ve'yitan gomitu ve'cha ve'yitan gomitu ve'cha ve'hashvira tzitabo ve'kidashto. Can the congregation sings quite a bit? I come in. Eloheinu ve'elohei avoteinu. Congregation sings Ratzevim Chateinu Kiddushenu, etc. Long thing. Now I come. Baruch Atah Adonai Mekadesh HaShabbat. Ratzevim Adonai Eloheinu Bamcha Yisrael Uvit Filatam Hashevet Avodai Leitvir Beitecha Utfilatam Be'ahava Tekabel Beratzon אותי לרצון תמיד, עבדי ישראל עמך. תחז עינינו בשובך לציון ברחמים. ברוך אתה, אדוני, המחזיר שפינתו לציון. מותים אנחנו לך. שאתה הוא אדוני אלוהינו ואלוהי אבותינו לעולם ועד. צור חיינו ומגן אישנו. אתה הוא לדור ודור. נודה לך, נספר תהילותיך, אה, חיינו נצורים בידיך, ונשמותיך הפקודות לך, וניסיך שבכל יום עמנו, ונפלותיך וטובותיך שבכל עת, ערב ובוקר וצהריים, הטוב כי לא חלו רחמך, והמרחם כי לא תנו חסדיך, מעולם קיווינו לך. ועל כולם מפרק מתרומת שמך מלכנו תמיד לעולם ועד. וכוח חיינו ויודו חסלע והללו את שמך באמת. ועל ישועתנו ועזרותנו סלע ברוך אתה אדוני הטוב שמך אוכל נאה להודות. אלוהינו ואלוהי אבותינו, ברכנו בברכה ומשולשת בתורה. הכתובה על ידי משה עבדך, והמורה מפי אבורים, ובנה כהנים עם קדושך כאמור. יברך אדוני וישמרך, congregation, כן יהי רצון. ויהיה אדוני פנה אליך ויחונק הקרנשן כן יהי רצון מי. ישיר אדוני פנה אליך וישיר לך שלום. כן יהי רצון. Berkatado noi me kade shabbat. Which is a completely different part of service, but this is important. It's the Musaf service. Torah reading comes before the Musaf, by the way. V'yazor v'yagen v'yoshia l'ka ha'chozein bo v'romar amein ha'kol ha'vul dole l'yohenu tomi kivod la'torah v'yamod v'yishov b'inkom kohen. Baruch Shanatan Torah Le'amod Yisrael B'Kedushato. Amen. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lifnei Adonai Eloichem Rasheichem Shiftechem Ziknechem V'Shotrechem Kol Ish Yisrael, Kachem Nesheichem, Begericha, Asher Bakerov Machanecha, Mechotei Veisecha, Ad Shoev Meimecha, Lavercha, Bivri, Adonai Elohecha, Uvalato, Asher Adonai Elohecha, Korei Timcha, Hayom, Hayom.
To the present
time.
And I have not one more. Min ko birchata v'shir Vita Perusha in Sidure Nisa Hecha מאן גהה לעולם כבוד ינחלו, תורה מהחיים זכו, וגם האוהבים דבריך גדולה בחרו. אז מסיני נתעבו עליה, ותבי אדונו אלוהינו, להקריב בקרבן מוסר שבת, כראוי. יהי רצון מלפניך אדונו אלוהינו ואלוהי אבותינו, שתעלינו בשמחה לארצנו, ותיתנו בגבולנו. ששמחו אבותינו לפניך את קרבנות חובותיהם, תמימים כסדרה ומוצפים כהיל חתן. ואת מוסב יום השבת הזה עשו והקריבו לפניך באהבה, כמצוות רצונך, כמו שבחרת בתורתך, ועל ידי משה עבדך, מפי כבודך, יום השבת שני כבשים בני שנה תמימים, ושני עפרונים סולת מנחה בלולה בשמן ונסחום. עולת שבת בשבתו, על עולת התמים. ישמחו ואל מלכותך, שומרי שבת בקורי עונה, מקדשי שבי, כולם יספעו ויתנגדו ניתובך, כולם יספעו ויתנגדו מיתובך, ויתנגדו מיתובך, והשבירת תתפו וקידשת. חמדת ימים אותו קראת זכר למעשה בראשית. אלוהינו ולומתנו רצה במנוחתנו, קדשנו כמצוותך, ותם חלכנו בתורתך, שבנו בטובך. בשם וברצון מקדש השבת, ברוך אתה אדוני מקדש השבת. רצינו אלוהינו בעמך ישראל להביא תפילתם, השבת עבודה לדבר ביתך, ותפילתם באהבה תקבל ברצון. ותהי לרצון תמיד עבודת ישראל עמך, ותחזר עינינו בשמחה לציון ברחמים. ברוך אתה אדוני המחזיר שפינתו לציון, מודים אנחנו לך. שאתה הוא אדוני אלוהינו ואלוהי אבותינו לעולם ועד, צור חיינו, מגן אישנו, אתה הוא לדור ודור. נודה לך, מספר תהילתך, על חיינו המסורים בידיך, ועל נשמועתנו הפקודות לך, ועל ניסיך שבכל יום עמנו, ועל נפלותיך וטובותיך שבכל עת, ערב ובוקר וצהריים. הטוב כי לא חלו רחמך, והמרחים כי לא תמו חסדיך, מעולם קיווינו לך. ועל כולם יתברך ויתמומה שמך מלכינו תמיד לעולם בעת. וכל החיים יודוך סלע, והללו את שמך באמת. היה ישועתנו ועזרותנו סלע, ברוך אתה אדוני Atov Shimchao Chanae Lehodot Eloheinu Bilohim Otinu Barheinu Barucha Hamshuleshet Patorah Taktuval Yodei Moshe Avdecha Barmo Mipi Avaron Uvanav Kohanim Al Kedushecha Kamor Yevarech Adonai Vishmarecha Kein Yehi Ratzon Yehir Adonai Panav Elecha Vichunecha Kein Yehi Ratzon Yashiv Adonai Panav Elecha V'yashiv Lecha Shalom Kein Yehi Ratzon Baruch Atah Adonai Mekadesh HaShabbat Baruch Atah Adonai Hamvarech Et Amo Yisrael B'Shalom Yitbarach V'Yishtabach Yitkarav Yitkadash Shemira Ba Be'almad Yivrach Yirutei V'yamlich Malchutei V'chayichonu V'yomichonu V'chayichonu V'chayichonu B'Galus Makari V'yimaru Amen Yishmira Ba Mevara Le'alavu me'amaya Yitbarach Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpar v'yitroma v'yitnaseh Yidadar v'yitalev v'yitalasher meida kudasha Yitbarachu Le'ila minchol birchata v'shirata tush b'chata v'nechamata dan mirabel ma'vimaru Amen Tigabel t'lot horavayachon Yekal Yisrael kadamu v'hon Di bishmaya v'imaru
Testing 1, 2, 3 This is the time for all good men to come to meet in their party. Bring out the grass stream.
In Roma, who yaseh shalom Aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael v'imaru
This is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their party. It's spring out and the grass is green.
Nice to have you. Bondage of the children of Israel and their deliverance. History tells us that many other peoples were also enslaved by tyrants, but the Israelites were the first to rebel against serfdom and to institute a holiday dedicated to freedom. Most nations observe an Independence Day, but the observance of the birthday of Jewish freedom is unique because of its profoundly religious character. Every Jewish home becomes a sanctuary, every table an altar, where gratitude is expressed to God, the author of liberty. To prayer and song, ritual and symbol, custom and ceremony, we look upon ourselves as though we were amongst those enslaved and then brought forth unto freedom. This self-identification with the past of our people helps us better to appreciate the freedom that is ours, and more fully to understand the plight of such of our brethren as still dwell under the shadow of tyrants. The Seder calls upon us to do all in our power to emancipate them from tyranny. The Seder, which keeps alive in us the love of liberty, has a significance also for all mankind. Freedom, which is one of man's most precious gifts, must not be taken for granted. In every age it must be won anew. The Pharaoh of the Exodus is symbolic of the tyrants of our day, as well as the tyrants in every era of history. If a people anywhere is exploited and oppressed, then nowhere is man really secure. Freedom is indivisible. The Seder expresses the need of man's eternal vigilance in the struggle to preserve and advance the cause of freedom and human dignity. Before we start the Seder itself, which has a particular order, I wonder if some of us might comment on the message of Passover just briefly, and the children included, as to what they really think, and then we'll start getting into the rituals and the formality of the Seder. David, you got up just as I was going to ask you something. That's all right. David, did what I just read mean anything to you in terms of freedom, Seder, and the relationship between the celebration we're going to have here tonight and freedom and slavery?
I can't answer that question.
You can't?
Well, yeah.
What did it mean?
Well, I don't know.
I didn't want to warn him. Does somebody else want to make a comment? Len, would you like to make a comment?
Wait a second.
Maybe you'd like to comment after Len makes a comment.
No, I want to make a comment.
All right, well, go ahead and make it then.
You have to
concentrate.
Well,
the question.
Yes,
we
have to let them answer.
This is the Savior, and it's kind of symbolizing the freedom that we have on Passover. We really found, well, not really, but the freedom. And it's not only the freedom from Pharaoh in Egypt, but it's freedom from all oppressed people who are ever oppressed anywhere in the world at any time in the past or present.
Very well said.
And everything we do at Seder has some significance, either with the whole freedom itself, or with spring, or with the actual thing which is based on Pharaoh getting away from Pharaoh in Egypt. But I think that Passover actually means just regaining and gaining freedom of all people all over the world.
Very good, Dan. Len, would you like to make some off-the-cuff comments before we begin the formal order and the formalities and the rituals of the Seder itself?
Yes. It seems to me that Seder and Passover is based upon one central idea, and that is our ability to feel for somebody else or like somebody else without being that other person. Because it's kind of silly on Passover to talk about people who are in bondage, people who are slaves 3,000 years ago, unless we have some ability to say to ourselves, well, we can really feel like that other person, or have some sense of what their lives were like. And if we can't do that, then we really can't celebrate the Seder or Passover. But if we can do that, then Passover calls upon us to feel not only like those people 3,000 years ago, but like people who are everywhere in the world, who are in different situations or who are different than we are. And if we can feel like other people and experience what other people are experiencing, then we have some common bond with them to talk to them and to solve problems together. And I think this is the basic requirement of Passover. And I think the basic need of Passover.
Wonderful. Anybody else want to make a comment before about
Sherry does.
Sherry,
no.
You want
yes,
to add?
She does.
You got an idea?
Yeah, don't be shy.
Well, you'll
no,
get
I didn't say anything like that.
Yes, you did. You just said me.
What are you talking about? This is fun.
Well, Zeta, Richard, would you begin on top of page 3 by reading where it says, the first cup of wine is full, and you read where it says leader.
We begin this service by sanctifying the name of God and proclaiming the holiness of this festival. Wine and yeast is as common a beverage as tea and coffee are for us. With a blessing over wine, the Jew ushers in the Sabbath and all festivals. The Kiddush ceremony invoking God while partaking of wine may be one of the reasons why the traditional Jew developed temperance and sobriety. With this cup of wine, symbol of joy, let us now usher in our inspiring festival of Passover.
Everybody, with that remark, take a drink. As we partake of this cup of wine, symbol of joy, we acknowledge and praise everybody.
There should be. I might add at this point. I just a little free verse.
Good thing Danny and Andy can't read.
I should point out how modern this Haggadah is. Who did this Haggadah? Very good, because you see, you could have a footnote here and say that the comment made that.
Quiet a minute, children.
See, the comment made here, where did you just read something about
yeah,
it?
Dick, yeah. Oh, yeah, sobriety. Sobriety.
Yes, that's right. Something about sobriety. Yeah. Yeah. Something about that the Yale University study.
Oh, God.
Indicated
that
it's true.
Yeah. I thought it's true. Children, I'd like to say one thing more.
Can't they make a brocha?
David, would you like to make a, who would like to make a regular brocha? You know, real enough brocha. Everybody that knows it, make a brocha. Say as we go through the Seder, children, and that is this is a festival not only of freedom, and not only a deliverance from slavery, but this is also a spring festival. I have something here I was going to read, but I decided not to because everybody else said it, that tells about the fact that there always has been, even before the Jews left Egypt, a celebration by the Jews themselves in the of the Paschal Lamb. How the Passover celebration is really, in addition to everything else, a celebration of spring and a coming out party of all the trees and the buds and the leaves. And this is all mixed up with the whole tradition we have of celebrating our freedom and the deliverance from Egypt. Now I'm supposed to wash my hands now, and if there's somebody here, they would deliver me a basin, so I'd wash my hands symbolically for all of you. The idea being that if we're free, we're people of leisure, and if we're people of leisure, we eat leisurely, and we all have plenty of time to remind us of it. Somebody's supposed, there we go. Alright, now on the respective tables, there should now be a green vegetable. Well, why don't, should we change the order of the, by having the fish now and eating it?
Why don't you eat it?
In very short order, you will all have a piece of green to eat. This is because we preserve the custom that was existent when the temple was still in existence in Jerusalem. All formal dinners begin with hors d'oeuvres. Carpet,
that's a Hebrew word.
Meaning hors d'oeuvres, or appetizer of the Passover meal. It may consist of any green vegetable. A green vegetable is a symbol of springtime and a miracle of nature's renewal. At this season, when Mother Earth arrays herself in fresh verdure, the spirit of man rises and he renews his faith in a world where freedom and justice will prevail. The salt water into which the carpus is dipped to make it palatable has been interpreted as salty tears to remind us of the tears shed by the oppressed Israelites.
Praise be thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, creator of the fruit of the earth.
Pass me the mop.
Take a little one, Dad.
Behold the matzah, bread of poverty, which our ancestors ate in the land of Egypt. Let all who are hungry come and eat. All who are needy come and celebrate the Passover with us. Now we are here. Next year may we observe the Passover in the land of Israel. Now many are still enslaved. Next year may all be free.
Amen.
Shirley, beginning on page 6, because I'm going backwards, will you read, break the middle where it says Yahat under that for the daily meal?
For the daily meal, there is one loaf of bread.
Shush.
But on the Sabbath, there are two loaves as a reminder of the double portion of manna which fell on Friday to the children of Israel as they traveled in the wilderness. In the honor of Passover, a third matzah was added specifically for the Seder. The uppermost matzah is called what?
Kohen.
Thank you. The other one is Levi, and the third Israel. These represent the three classifications of Jews in ancient Judea and in our day. This is the order in which Jews are still called up to the Torah in the synagogue. Kohen, Levi, and Israel. When the temple was in existence, special food was considered sacred and was eaten by the Kohanim. But the Passover indicates that all Jews are united in a covenant of equality. To demonstrate this pattern of democracy, every one of the Seder will tonight partake of all three matzah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Paula, would you read beginning to, right after that, tell the story of the Exodus, hospitality, beginning there?
We are now in the middle of page six, children. I'm coming around in a minute to check on who has the plate.
That's the way my Hebrew teacher did it.
Hospitality is a time-honored virtue among our people. The custom of inviting to the Seder all who are hungry originated in Babylonia. Therefore, the invitation is expressed not in Hebrew, but in Aramaic, the language then current. Our Seder would not be turned to position unless we offer hospitality to any stranger in our midst, or make it possible for the needy to observe their own Seder. Hence the importance of the...
My OTP.
Thank you. My OTP fund, which supplies Passover food to the poor in any local community in another land. Mindful of the Jews' long years of persecution and wandering, let us bend every effort to help in the rebuilding of Zion, so that our people shall nevermore be home with true bread, but have a home which will trust us.
As we celebrate
our Seder as free men in a free land, let us pray for the day when all men shall be free. Free from poverty, free from fear, free from bigotry, and free from the ravages of war. Amen.
Thank you very much. Amen. Who's going to read the four questions?
Well, let Robin read one and Sherry read another.
Joanne, will you read the first question? Wait a minute, excuse me everybody, children, in view of what we just read about the fact that our home is open to everybody, Sherry, would you please get up and open the door so in case there's somebody hungry on the street that they can come in?
No,
that's all right, we better have the door open. I think we have better open the door. We're opening the
door,
just a minute.
Daddy.
Quiet a minute, David. We're opening the door as a symbol, really, of the fact that on this night our home is open to all who are hungry and oppressed, as it should be on all nights, and we hope it is. All right, now...
But Daddy...
Yes,
is it our responsibility to find them?
No, we just open the door and let them wander in.
They always come.
They manage to
get here.
Robin, would you read the first question in English?
Why?
Read all four questions, Robin. Read them all.
Why is this night?
Go ahead, keep going. Read them all.
On all other nights, we may eat either leavened or unleavened bread, but on this night only, unleavened bread.
Quiet. Sherry, would you read a page 10, the starting at the top of page 10, the first couple of several paragraphs? Before we read the Haggadah, the beginning there.
Before we read the Haggadah, which tells in detail about the whole story, let me ask you a question, one by one. We eat matzah because when our ancestors were told by Pharaoh that they could leave Egypt, they had no time to take bread with leaven, so they baked it without leaven. At the Seder, we eat bitter herbs to remind us of bitterness our ancestors experienced when they were oppressed by Egyptian taskmasters. At the Seder, we dip food twice, the parsley and salt water, as we have already explained, and the bitter herbs and we shall later explain.